How do you approach second-line therapy, assuming you started with sunitinib?
Good question. There's data already suggesting that another TKI, for example, sunitinib and Fez going to Nexavar, isn't going to be as intriguing. So then do you look at interferon Avastin as an alternative? Do you look at the mTOR inhibitor and you look at Torsil as an alternative? From my standpoint, because of the efforts we've done with another mTOR inhibitor, RAD, RAD001, where we're actually developed it as second-line therapy. And it's in phase 3 study right now for sunitinib and or Nexavar failures. So I would look at it as the mTOR agent, the one approved right now, Torsil, being the drug of choice for a TKI failure, actually.
What's the difference in mechanism of action of the RAD versus temsirolimus?
Similar. They're both mTOR inhibitors.
Any pharmacologic or side effects?
The advantage to RAD is it's an oral agent as opposed to temsirolimus being the IV agent once a week.
What about the patient with a poor prognosis? And a lot of people are thinking about temsirolimus in that situation. That's where it was tested. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about it in that situation as well as what you just talked about, which is in the more favorable patients?
Right. You're correct. Where it was studied in a number of patients was in that poor prognostic group. So one can extrapolate if there's activity in the poor prognostic group associated with progression-free survival interval relative to the interferon arm or the interferon temsirolimus arm, which there was, an overall survival benefit, and some tumor responses. And again, overlapping tumor responses to Nexavar on the low end when you compare to sunitinib or interferon and bevacizumab, but still within an overlap. One extrapolates then if you see activity in this poor risk group, then since you're going to see it in an intermediate and a good risk group. So then it goes to your earlier question, toxicity profile. And, you know, ironically, the toxicity profiles with this agent, very similar. You're getting dermatitis issues, mouth sore issues. So it's a predominant skin type of agent. But they're all reversible and manageable. So you throw in another agent with activity, I could see physicians easily using it as first-line drug in good intermediate and poor-risk patients because of the activity generated and established in a poor-risk setting.